From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has been charged with 17 counts of murder in the shooting deaths of Afghan civilians. We get more on the story from NPR's Larry Abramson.
The Army has charged Bales with killing 17 Afghan villagers in a rampage early in the morning of March 11th. It was originally believed that only 16 had died, but the charges list 17 victims. In addition, Bales is charged with attempted murder of six additional villagers. Bales now faces a so-called Article 32 hearing at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. That's the equivalent of an indictment. After that, the court will decide whether to proceed with a court-martial. The shooting has caused tensions between U.S. and Afghan authorities. The Afghan government wanted the accused to be tried in Afghanistan. The maximum punishment, if convicted, is death. The minimum is life in prison with the possibility of parole. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney is campaigning in Louisiana one day ahead of its primary and is promising to repeal President Obama's health care program. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Romney says he'd put states in charge of their own health care plans.
Romney is marking the second anniversary of the president's health care program, dubbed Obamacare by Republicans, by promising to dismantle the legislation he says is too expensive.
I'm going to get that waiver for all the states from Obamacare. I'm going to go to work to get it repealed. I'm going to go to work to get it replaced with something which actually does bring down the cost of health care.
As Massachusetts governor, Romney signed a state law requiring that residents buy health care insurance. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments next week on the constitutional challenges to that requirement. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Elsewhere on the campaign trail in Louisiana, GOP presidential candidate Rick Santorum fired a semi-automatic pistol at a gun range in West Monroe, while at the same time a woman in the crowd shouted this out. Pretend it's Obama, said the woman in the crowd. The Secret Service is investigating. Santorum, who was wearing protective earmuffs, later said he hadn't heard the remarks and condemned the comment. President Obama says the tragic shooting of an unarmed black Florida teenager has made him think of his own children. Mr. Obama says it's imperative that there be a complete investigation of every aspect of the episode involving the death of Trayvon Martin after a neighborhood watch volunteer said he shot the teen. The president said that his message to the parents of the teenager was, quote, if I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 53 points at 13,099. NASDAQ up 6. This is NPR. Sales of new homes fell 1.6% last month. Since December, overall, sales have fallen nearly 7%. Nonetheless, PNC Financial's chief economist, Stuart Hoffman, believes this will be a stronger year for housing than last year.
Even though we didn't get any confirmation of it in February, over the balance of this year, we are going to see an upside movement in home sales, not only new and existing, and also the building of new homes and remodeling of homes that go along with that.
At the same time, new home prices rose to their highest level in 8 months. Greece is beefing up security to keep anti-austerity protesters from disrupting National Independence Day parades this coming Sunday. Joanna Kakissis has details.
During the good times, thousands of people used to line the streets for the parade of marching bands and school children in blue and white uniforms. They applauded politicians giving patriotic speeches. Not this year. Instead, the streets will be patrolled by more than 5,000 riot police. Metal barricades will also be set up outside Parliament. Many Greeks blame their own politicians for the country's devastated economy. They pelt politicians with yogurt and eggs. The dark mood comes just weeks before snap elections. Polls show no party has enough support to form a government. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
In overnight openings, The Hunger Games raked in $19.7 million domestically. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.